From Decatur to Dunwoody, from Tucker to Toco Hills, from Chamblee to Stone Mountain, this is the voice of commerce in DeKalb County. Now, broadcasting from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Decatur, this is DeKalb Business Today.
And welcome into another edition of DeKalb Business Today. My name is Matt Holmes, along with executive producer Jason Becknell. Excited to have an all-star panel of guests with us on this Friday. We'll introduce them in a second, but before we get to that, I want to remind you, DeKalb Business Radio is on social media. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at DeKalb Radio X. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DeKalb Business Radio X. We're streaming live, of course, at DeKalb.BusinessRadioX.com every Friday. And download our free podcast on iTunes if you can't catch us live. Now, right now, let's get to that panel I mentioned. Our first guest today, Mindy Pillow from the law offices of Melinda C. Pillow here in Decatur. Mindy, it's good to have you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So talk to me about how you choose family law. When you go into law, you can do any number of things. How did you get to family law?
I started doing commercial litigation for one of the bigger firms downtown and then moved to doing some white-collar crime defense and some personal injury litigation. But I had a pro bono practice where all I did was represent indigent folks in pro bono adoptions and in custody cases, and ended up representing a pro bono client against one of the family law firms, and they recruited me to come work for them, and I've loved it.
So you love it. It's something that you see yourself doing long term, that
yes,
type of law?
Absolutely. It's something different every day, as you can imagine.
That's awesome. Well, we'll look forward to talking more about that. We'll get to our next guest, also from the legal profession. That is Judge Angela Brown from DeKalb County. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. So you are a judge. You are a lawyer. Talk to us a little bit about wearing both of those hats.
I love it because I am one of the DeKalb County judges. I've served on the traffic court. I've served in the state court. I've served on the bench and the superior court as a sort of a substitute judge. And I am a local attorney. I do family law and criminal law. So it's very exciting to be able to serve the community in all different kind of ways.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about that as well from Judge Brown. Our third guest is Ash Gupta. He's the owner of Cartridge World here in Decatur. Ash, good morning to you.
Good morning. How you doing today, Matt?
Doing well. So in reading your bio, you kind of took an interesting route because you've got your electrical engineering degree from Georgia Tech, you've got your MBA from Emory, and you take kind of this long route to where you are now. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, I got my AA degree. I did IT consulting for a while. Loved that, but loved the business aspect even more than the IT side. So I got my MBA, did the corporate thing, operations and general management. And while I enjoyed that work, I got tired of traveling all the time all over the country and not really getting involved in the community. So I took an opportunity to get reacquainted with the community of Decatur, of Midtown Atlanta, and a small business opportunity like Cartridge World allowed me to do that. So I've been doing this for a little over a year and absolutely loving it.
That's awesome. We'll look forward to hearing more about Cartridge World and your efforts there. You're listening to DeKalb Business Today on DeKalb Business Radio. My name is Matt Holmes. Let's get back to our first guest, Mindy Pillow from the law office of Melinda C. Pillow, LLC. You find her website, pillowlaw.com. So Mindy, how do you find new clients, or how do new clients find you? I've only had one occasion or one need to have a lawyer in my life who, you know, had a car wreck years and years ago, and I went into the Yellow Pages, just picked a cool looking ad. So how do you overcome dummies like me that really don't put much thought into it?
Well, this day and age with social media, there's a service called Avvo for lawyers that a lot of consumers can use, and you can go claim your lawyer profile and then you get ranked. Of course, Facebook pages. A lot of business though comes from referrals. I mean, it's tied for most flattering. One, when a former client sends you someone else, but also when opposing counsel on a case then later sends you a client. That's happened to me several times lately.
That's cool.
It just shows the level of professionalism and hopefully that we keep in our cases. So, but a lot of it is referrals, and I'm very active in the community, and that I'll get people from Junior League who call me. So it's just kind of who you know.
Explain to me family law. For those who don't know, we're talking about divorce cases, we're talking about child custody, those sorts of things?
Exactly. Divorce, child custody, child support. My favorite, I think everyone's favorite, are adoptions, mm-hmm. because that's more feel good and the judge is happy to see you coming versus fighting over a riding lawnmower or something like that, which unfortunately happens in our profession. But yeah, it's pretty much anything involving the nuclear family.
With divorce, with child custody, those have to be tough. there. Just for you emotionally, like you said, it's not a real upper. It's not a real feel-good type thing. How do you deal with that?
Well, and it was really tough when I first went into the divorce area. My husband and I are now 18 years married, and I'd come out and be like, you didn't cut the grass. We're just getting a divorce. And I'm like, okay, I need to leave that at the office right. because that's not a valid reason for divorce. But it can be very emotional, especially when it's kids.
Yeah. You mentioned giving back. Pro bono law, meaning that you're doing it for free. Talk about that aspect.
I do a number of adoptions for the Legal Aid, Atlanta Legal Aid, for their grandparent adoption program. We've found now in that kind of sandwich generation that if, unfortunately, bio mom and dad are usually in prison on drugs, there's a problem, but then the grandparents who have the grandkids can't get them registered for school and can't get them health care and all the things they need to do. So we go through and help them actually help terminate the parental rights to get grandmom or granddad to be able to adopt.
It's an interesting concept, giving back. Obviously, you've got to make a living. How much of your time does that take?
It takes, I was actually at Kilpatrick. I gave 400 hours 1 year in addition to my 2,000 billables. So billable hours, sorry. But I do, I'd probably say now that I'm on my own, I can't do quite as much.
Right.
But probably 20 hours a month is devoted to pro bono work.
Wow, that's impressive. Talking with Mindy Pillow here on DeKalb Business Today. Mindy, you mentioned that you were at the big firm. You take a chance and you strike out on your own. Has it been as good as you thought it would be?
It is. I love it, all in all. My issue is I love practicing law. I don't like the administrative stuff that goes
with it.
Nobody likes billing. Nobody likes writing your own letters, you know, things like that. That's been the toughest part for me. But I have a very supportive husband. My husband is a teacher, a math teacher, and so he's been able to help me do billing and do some admin stuff, and he stays on top of me, I assure you.
Now, you mentioned teaching. I saw in your bio that you also do a little bit of coaching, which is pretty cool. Talk to me about that.
Yes, I coach the mock trial team at DeKalb School of the Arts, mm-hmm. which is actually where my husband teaches as well.
Okay.
So I started that 5 years ago, and there are now three attorney coaches that work with the team, and they've done very well. We've been very successful.
That's got to be rewarding to see young kids taking an interest in what it is that you do for a living.
It is. And, you know, there's no better way to learn the evidence code than have high schoolers challenge you on it. I know hearsay better now than I ever did in law school because I'll be like, that's not right. So it's a very rewarding experience.
And they love to argue, too.
Oh, yeah.
They
definitely.
Love to talk back. How do you balance family life with running your own firm?
That can be tough. I mean, it's nice in that. Like yesterday, I got a call from school at 9:30, and Jackson didn't feel well, so I had to go pick him up. And then, of course, he had to come to the office with me, which was an interesting day. But mm-hmm. You kind of make it work, and you have to put your priorities in there. But it can be tough.
All right, talking with Mindy Pillow from the Pillow Law Firm. Her website, pillowlaw.com. You'll find her on Facebook, facebook.com/lawofficeofMelindaCPillow, LLC. You're on LinkedIn as well. So, like you said, the social media aspect of that is one of the tricks to getting in touch with clients and everything. So definitely catch her there. We'll circle back with you coming up in just a couple minutes. But let's move on to our second guest, Judge Angela Brown from DeKalb County. Talk to me about becoming a judge. I guess it's not for everybody. Why was it for you?
Well, I am the daughter of a school teacher and the daughter of a Tuskegee Airman. And my parents have always said that you have to serve your country in whichever way is best for you. Since I love to talk and argue, I thought that being an attorney would be just a great thing to do. When I became an attorney, you figure out pretty quickly, you have a prosecutor on the criminal side, you have a defense attorney, you have a judge. So in my career, I've gone through seeing what the prosecutors do and feeling like I could really help the community as a prosecutor. And then I became a defense attorney and felt like I could really help the community as a defense attorney. And then I really believe that a lot of it falls on the judge. If you have a good judge, someone who knows the law, someone who is open to hearing both sides argue the law and having a dialogue, and someone who is very respectful to people in the courtroom, that makes a big deal. And so that's really what pushed me to become a judge. I love being.
Have you enjoyed it so far? I mean, you love it. Is it something you'll keep doing?
Absolutely. I absolutely love it for a number of reasons. One, it's a very public figure. Judges often are the people that, you know, the normal person who comes into the courtroom, that's how they determine whether the justice system works or not. How is the judge treating me? What is the judge looking like? Is the judge even listening to me? And when people feel that they are engaged in the courtroom, they feel like the system works regardless of the outcome. Because I've had people who have had pretty bad outcomes still say, you know, thank you so much. It's a lot of fun because you get to know who the attorneys are, talk with the attorneys. It is a whole collegiate community that you become a part of. It's hard in a little bit of ways because it is so public. I didn't realize in the beginning you are absolutely a public person. People know everything about you. They know how to find you. They know who your children are. And that was a difficult thing to kind of adjust to. My husband is law enforcement, so we went from being very private, don't tell anybody what he does, to all of a sudden everyone knows everything. But I like it. I'm a social person. I'm almost always the last person to leave from church. So my family's in the car saying, let's go. But I love that. You get out into the community. You get to talk to a lot of people. You get invited to a lot of things that you can go to. And you have to kind of balance, you know, how much of stuff outside of the court are you going to go to and allow to enter into your life? Because you still have a family that you have to put first before everything.
You know, in sports, they say that the umpire or the referee has done their job and done a good job for a night if they never get talked about. Nobody's coming out to argue against them. The announcers aren't talking about a call that they've blown. Is that kind of the deal for a judge? You've had a good trial when really you're not getting that attention in the media. It's all going to the lawyers and that sort of thing?
No, I don't think so. I think really as a judge, for me, if I can sleep knowing I go to sleep and sleep peacefully and I'm not constantly thinking about something, then for me that I feel like I've done a good job. I've put myself out there. I've done what I thought was right, and it's okay. I've had cases where I have given an order or made a judgment on a case, and it just stuck with me. It stuck with me. And so, yeah, courts under the law, you can open up your own case under a motion for reconsideration. And I've gone back in and told the attorneys, I'm going to change the sentence to this. And then I felt okay. Once I had a piece about it, it was fine.
Talk about balancing. You talked about it a little bit earlier, but motherhood with public service, because it's kind of alarming when you talk about it being so open. People know who your kids are. How did you initially handle that?
I had a sit down with the family. Obviously, it helps having a husband in law enforcement because he can kind of tell me things to look out for on both the positive and the negative. And just explain to the kids, this is what mommy's doing. I have a 14-year-old who's at Dunwoody High School. She's a national volleyball player, so we're already out a lot with her. And then I have a 6-year-old, and they've been through this journey with me the entire time. When I campaign, my kids come out on the campaign trail. Christopher will tell you today, vote for my mommy. I mean, it's already ingrained. So we just kind of talk about it and kind of keep an try to keep them as normal a life as possible.
Do you enjoy running for office? I know there are a lot of people who they really enjoy meeting people. They enjoy getting out there. There are others who would prefer not to do it if they didn't have to.
I love it. I think it allows people to see what type of person you are and to have an idea of what type of judge you're going to be. Campaigning forces you to get out and address issues. It forces you to get out into all parts of the county to learn and talk to all type of people, all type of lawyers. You know, the long, long nights are not always a happy time, but you remember what is the end goal that you're trying to do. I mean, I'm running for Superior Court. I have a goal in mind, and I'm going to put in the work just like I would on a job. It's a separate job. It's like having three jobs. My job is a family member, the mom, the wife. My job is a judge, and then my job is the campaign person.
For those who don't understand, maybe they haven't done jury duty or they're not a lawyer, explain those long nights. Explain how the court calendar kind of works out and the court docket, because you can be there from early in the day until late at night, right?
You can. It depends on if you're doing something on a criminal side or if you're doing something on the civil side. They're all different types of calendars. Sometimes people are just coming in on the criminal side to find out what are they going to be charged with and what's the next step. That's called arraignment. They can last anywhere from an hour to 3 or 4 hours, depending on how long things take to do. Sometimes you have motions, and once you start a motion, that motion can continue until it's done. usually I try and stop between 5:30 at the latest I think I've ever gone, because you have to keep in mind that if they're jurors or even the defendants or the litigants on both sides, they have families too. So I try to stop in a reasonable time so that people can go ahead and get back to their families. And then if there's a campaign event or a community event afterwards, then I may stop through for an hour or hour and a half and then come back home.
All right, Judge Angela Brown from right here in DeKalb County. You follow her on Twitter at Angela Z. Brown. We appreciate you joining us. We'll talk more with you coming up in just a couple minutes.
Okay.
Let's go to Ash Gupta, the third member of our panel now, the owner of Cartridge World here in Decatur. Talk to us a little bit about what it is that you do at Cartridge World.
Thank you, Matt. At Cartridge World, our main business is selling cartridges. We sell replacement cartridges at about 30% less than what people may buy at a Staples or Office Depot type of store. The biggest difference being that we don't sell the original HP or Canon or Brother cartridges. We refill those cartridges, saving customers money and preventing those cartridges from ending up in landfills.
It's interesting. This is one of those industries where you do have to fight the big box stores. How do you do it?
Well, it's really about service, right? That's what differentiates us from any of the big box stores. We take pride in really taking care of our customers, whether it's business customers where we do the delivery for free, or the consumers that walk in and may not know a lot about printers and different printer technologies out there. We make sure that we treat them with respect and help them understand what the options are, and just strike them from best of possible, including repairing their printers. Oftentimes we'll have a customer come in and say, this printer is just not working, we got paper jams or something's wrong with it. We offer those type of services for either free or nominal charges.
What's the breakdown between actual customers who are, you know, looking for services for their home printer, their home cartridges, versus businesses?
About 30%, 30 to 40% of our customers walk in the storefront. We have storefronts in Decatur and Tucker, mm-hmm. and they walk in. But about 70%, 60 to 70% of our business is other businesses, small businesses like law firms or government offices like the Superior Court. They're all customers of ours, and we go deliver to them and pick up their used cartridges at the same time.
How do you make new customers? I mean, that's got to be a challenge for you.
It's. I think what your other two guests have said is very similar. It's all about networking, letting people know about our services, making sure that we deliver to the highest level of customer service so that our customers refer others, and just taking care of them as best as possible. We pride ourselves in having very high repeat business. Well over 95% of our business comes from repeat customers. So. That means is great customer service.
You talked about refilling cartridges as opposed to going and buying an original one. Is there really any difference insofar as the life of that cartridge or how well it'll work for you?
No. Customers sometimes have tried refilled cartridges in the past, whether online or I know Walgreens and Costco used to do it. The challenge with those type of products is that it was very quick and dirty, if you will. Our process really is very thorough about it. We take the time to properly clean out the cartridges, look for any damaged parts and replace them, refill them with ink or toner that's specific to the printer and the cartridge, and then test them before we sell them out to the customer. So we're able to stand behind our cartridges with a 100% guarantee because we know that the process is thorough, and our cartridges last just as long or longer than the OEM cartridges that people may buy.
You talked about the fact that you come from a different background, from large corporations. How long did it take you to become an expert in printer cartridges?
I don't know if I'm still, I would still say I'm an expert. The challenge is there's probably about 5,000 different types of printer cartridges out there. The printer manufacturers are always coming out with new models of printers and with the variety of cartridges every year. But there's two major types of printer technology, and I try to understand the basic technology and then learn with my customers and help them solve their problems. And, you know, it's the same thing I did while I was a consultant. It's impossible to be an expert on every industry out there that I was consulting with, but I had the good solid IT knowledge. And so I came into it, whether it's the energy industry, airline industry, the financial industry, and I understood the basic technology. And then I worked with them to understand their specific business needs. And I take that same approach to solving printer problems.
On past shows here on DeKalb Business Radio, we've had folks from the IT and the computer industry and talk about how ever-changing it is, how you're always having to keep up with new technology. Is it to the same extent when you talk about printers and printer ink?
Absolutely. And the base technology probably doesn't change that much. Everybody's always coming up with slight tweaks, and you have to keep up with that. But the companies, the printer manufacturers are always, if you will, competing against people like me. They want to sell their own cartridges, so they are constantly coming out with new models of printers and cartridges, so that we're having to learn them and make sure that we can refill them. So there's probably about a dozen models that come out every quarter that we have to pay attention to. And it's constantly growing options for customers, which is good, but a growing challenge for us. So it keeps you on your toes.
I remember when I was a kid, we got our first computer. I think I was in the sixth grade. And we didn't know what to do with it. We used it to print off papers for school. That was about it. Nowadays, you've got a computer in the home and you're printing off photographs, you're printing off, you know, color this. And so it really has changed. Talk about the needs for a family and a household when it comes to printers.
Yeah, you know, and like you said, there's so many different needs and so many different options of printers out there. So one of the things that we try to do is really help customers figure out what the right printing solution is for them. But there's a lot of questions people have to ask themselves. You know, do they really need the color printing versus the black and white printing? Do they need the ability to do wireless printing nowadays from iPads and iPhones? Do they need copying, faxing, scanning? So all those questions really help determine what type of printer is right for them. I'm more than happy to work with any customer or anybody out there to help them find the right printer. So, you know, they're welcome to call us at any time and we'll help them find the right printer that they need.
Now, you mentioned that it's cheaper to buy a printer cartridge that is refilled. Is there an environmental aspect to that, like a recycling type benefit?
Absolutely. About 80% of cartridges still end up in landfills, and they can take hundreds of years to decompose. When you recycle it, when you bring it to us for recycling, we make sure that none of them end up in landfills. Either we're able to refill them, or we're able to recycle them down to the base plastic and electronic components. Either way, we want to make sure they don't end up in a landfill. That's really one of the core missions of Cartridge World.
Ash Gupta, the owner of Cartridge World right there in Decatur. You mentioned you've got a location in Tucker as well. You find them online at cartridgeworld.com/store478. They're on Facebook, facebook.com/CW Decatur. Let's bring it back to the full table right now, because I know that all three of you are involved civically, you're involved in the community. Talk about how that helps your business and helps you get connected. Mindy, we'll start with you.
Okay. Yes, I find it very important kind of to teach not only my children, but I also enjoy it, just community activities. We'll go at Christmas when we buy, you know, angel tree, whatever, and from a young age, they've always helped with that and understanding that, no, we're not picking out a game for you today.
Right.
We're picking out a game for someone else, which is such a huge lesson that sometimes we miss. I think that a lot of organizations, I mean, Decatur Business Association is a great organization that I don't attend as many of their meetings as I need to. But it's really good for networking and getting your name out there. And then I work right now with the Georgia Association of Women Lawyers, the foundation. We're the arm of GAL that gives away money and gives grants and scholarships. And one of the things we do is Nicholas House is one of the few shelters that actually takes whole families. So because a lot of them, they can either take men or women, and then families get split. Mm-hmm. And we do a dinner once a month for them where you go and actually serve, and it's a wonderful experience.
That's awesome. Judge, how about you? Obviously, you've got a busy schedule doing the judge thing and the lawyer thing and the family thing. To add community obligations on top of that, I mean, it's got to be something that's important to you.
It is. And again, you know, it's ingrained in me from my family. And Mindy's exactly right. What we get from our parents, we put into our children, and our children put into their children. And that's how we put things out into the community and build a community. It's important for me in my community, whatever gifts I have, that I give back to the community. So I go to Greater Travelers Rest Baptist Church, and I'm in the social justice ministry there. It's important for me to give things back to the kids there. I have a child that I adopted and gave a scholarship to, so she's going to college. And I told her, my father always said, when the airman never left an airman behind, you always keep one to save one. And so she's my one. And that is my thing. Every year I try and pick one person, one child who's gone through a lot, and just say, you know what, I'm going to be another person of support for you. I'm part of Leadership DeKalb, class of 2015, Mindy, best class ever.
Oh, no, that would be class of 2011, clearly.
But that's another way to give back my talents into the DeKalb County community. I'm going to be one of the community liaisons. Each year, a class does a project where they help a nonprofit in the community, in the county, and the liaison bridges between the class members and the nonprofit to make sure everything runs well. It was my first year going through it last year. It was phenomenal, and since that's right in my alley, I was like, I'll do it. And then I'm part of a lot of lawyers' associations. I'm also a member of GALL, the Georgia Association of Women Lawyers, the Georgia Association of Black Women Lawyers, and the DeKalb Bar Association, because it's important. You know, we each are given different types of gifts, and you never know how that could inspire someone else. I mean, I've had kids, people walk up to me and say, you know, how did you get to be where you were? I want to do what you want to do. And so I think each person is required to do that. And when we pour into our community and pour into the county, that builds the county up. That makes it a place where people want to come. And, you know, I think eventually it all links together. Economic growth and community growth has to link together. And if people think DeKalb is a great place to live, which, despite all of the negative press that we've been having, DeKalb County is a wonderful place to live. There are a lot of things here and activities here. And I think once, you know, the communities all start to interconnect and get in charge and do things, people will get to see that. So that's just one of the reasons I think that community involvement is really important.
And like you said, people have to step up and make it wonderful. By the way, I don't want to see your schedule. That's got to look crazy. I don't know how you keep all that straight. Ash, you mentioned earlier that part of the reason that you got off the road and stopped traveling so much is so that you could get involved in the community. Talk about that.
Absolutely. And like Mindy the judge, you know, I'm involved in several organizations here in DeKalb County, and specifically in Decatur, including the Decatur Rotary and the Decatur Bar Business Association. And both organizations do a lot of good work in the community to help support Decatur and DeKalb County as a whole. The other thing that I try to do specifically with Cartridge World is a lot of recycling. We partnered with the City of Atlanta to become the a officially recognized recycling center for cartridges and printers in our store. We also work with several schools and churches around DeKalb County to set up cartridge recycling programs that become fundraisers for the schools. Kids get to learn about the opportunity to recycle and make sure that those printer cartridges don't end up in landfills. And it helps their PTAs and their schools raise a little bit of funds and a way for us to give back to the community at the same time.
Now, Ash, you have a unique spot on this panel because you're a business owner. You've got employees, so you have a lot of hiring. We've talked with business owners on the show before. They say it's a challenge. They say it's a challenge to find good help in this day and age. You don't want to dump on the millennials, but they do say that trying to hire younger people can be a challenge as well. What have you seen when it comes to hiring a good group of employees?
Well, you know, I think I've been very lucky with that. I've got a great team, a team that's been around for, most of them have been around for 9 years with Cartridge World. I was able to hire another person on board last year. And, you know, I actually had a great pool to choose from and was able to select somebody that is passionate about it, about the work, and has really taken on the challenges of learning all aspects of the business. And so I don't know. I find the millennial generation to be great as far as wanting to learn, wanting to grow, wanting to deliver the highest level of customer service that I expect. And I've been very, I guess, lucky and happy that I've been able to find a great team to work with.
Just a couple minutes left here in DeKalb Business Today. Mindy, you volunteer to work with those millennials. Do they get a bad rap?
Some do, some don't. The problem is with a lot of that high school generation still, I mean, Judge Brown is busy. These kids, they're in plays, they're in choirs, they're doing all kinds of stuff and trying to balance homework and getting into college. But I have had several of my mock trial students graduate and then come back to work for me. And I've found they've been really good. I mean, sometimes it'll be, you know, cut off some flip-flops. And
sure.
That works if we don't have clients in the office. But for the most part, they roll in when they're supposed to and do their work and roll out when they're supposed to.
Last question for each of you. For part of what we like to do is educating. And so for people who may want to follow in your footsteps, if somebody wants to be a judge someday or a lawyer someday, what's the biggest lesson you've learned that could help people in that future generation? We'll start with you, Judge.
Don't let anything stop you. Just like water flows down a stream, if you put a rock in front of the water, what does it do? It goes around it. Don't let any obstacle stop you. You can do whatever you want. Get a solid education, get a vision of what you want to do, and then you go ahead and do it. You can go to law school, even if no one will pay for it. There's scholarships. You can make a way. You can work. I worked 3 jobs to get through Brown University, and then I was able to get a scholarship for law school. And I just kept doing, if I have in my mind something that I want to do, I go ahead and do it, and don't let anyone stop you. And then once, not even once when you get there, as you go along your journey, remember that you've got to turn around and you've got to help somebody else come back that same way. And if you do that, life will be great and you can always get to any goal that you want to.
I love that. Ash, if somebody wants to rule the business world and be a successful businessman, what do you say?
You know, from my perspective, it's not you choosing a career. A career almost chooses you, in the sense that you have to find what you're passionate about. You have, as you're going through school, whether it's the math, the sciences, language, or whatever excites you, go after it and continue to do that in your career. You know, my career's zigzagged from whether it's IT consulting to the pallet repair business to what I'm doing with printer cartridges now. But at the end of the day, if you do what you really enjoy doing and you do it with a sense of passion, people are going to be successful. And that's what I try to advise my kids to do and anybody else that I meet out in the community.
Mindy, we'll give you the last word. What's your pearl of wisdom?
I agree with both Ash and Judge Brown. I think that life takes so many different paths and you don't know where you're going to end up. I did the same thing. I managed an alarm company, which was a horrible job because it's 24 hours
sometimes
a day.
You have to have that kind of experience though.
365 days a year, Christmas
wow.
Day. I'm sitting in there yeah. Answering when people's alarms go off. And I bartended before I went to law school and finally said, okay, it's time for me to figure out what my big girl career path is. So, and the other thing is it doesn't matter how old you are. I was 32 when I went back to law school. And did not regret it at all, even though there were a lot of people coming straight out of Georgia and straight out of, you know, youngsters who are still in college mode. It's never too late to decide what that is, what the right thing is for you.
Well, guys, this has been a great conversation. We appreciate having you. Again, Ash Gupta, the owner of Cartridge World. You can find them online, cartridgeworld.com/store478. Mindy Pillow from the law offices of Melinda C. Pillow. She's online at pillowlaw.com. Judge Angela Brown from DeKalb County. She's on Twitter at Angela Z. Brown. Guys, we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for having us, Matt.
All right. We'll be back here on DeKalb Business Radio next Friday, same time, same place at 10 o'clock. Until then, for executive producer Jason Becknell, I'm Matt Holmes. We'll see you next time here on DeKalb Business Today.